Mishami Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. We're starting from the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara discusses about the Kohen Gadol, that there was a Kohen Gadol became a pasul, and he had to step down. He had a replacement. So we discuss it. Only one. One is the Kohen Mashuach. One is the Kohen that has the Begadim, and only one of them brings the carbon, the par. So which one has to bring the par? So Gemara says that the one who is the Mashuach brings the par. We said it's kind of like one wants to know that when we bring the carbon, as we said earlier in the pasuk, that the Kohen has to go and he buys it. He has to buy it from his own. The par has to come from his own funds. So regular kabanos that are done all come from the Trumas Aleshka, comes from the funds from the Bedek Abayis. But this one comes from the Kohen Gadol's own money. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, now we have two people. We have a Kohen Gadol that was temporarily disqualified, and we have a substitute. Both of them are officially Kohen Gadol. As you said yesterday, either does the Avodah, they're okay. The question is, who pays for this? On whose money does it come? Now, clearly, the one who is doing the services, the Kohen Gadol, when he does a service, he has to pay for it. But here, if he's just a substitute, he's going to be coming back to the job, but right now the substitute is there. Does the substitute pay for it? Or does this, the one who's the actual Kohen Gadol, does he have to pay for it? Even if he's not actually doing the Avoda. That's the Gemara Shaila. Pabinayda explains, Mishal mi boyle, imi rab suba kain gadol, mishani, mishamish, taktav, biyamaki purim, Mishal mi mevim, who brings the power? From whose money does it bring the power? And the Pnei Moshe says, the question is not only that, it's also from the Indian of the Asiris Eifa. Same thing, the Asiris Eifa, who pays for that? The question would be the same. The first one of the replacement. So the Gemara quotes a Brisa to try to tell us that it's paid from, bring a Rai, that it's paid from the kain gadol. That is the Kohen Gadol. The one that's actually incumbent Kohen Gadol. Shmanim and Adol, bring a Raya from here, because the Brisa says, the Brisa Tosefta, that says, Maisa ben Elam mitziporin. It was a Maisa with ben Elam mitziporin. She'ira keri Kohen Gadol b'yam kippurin. Kohen Gadol became a balkeri yam kippur. Nikos ben Elam mishimish takhtav. The Kohen Gadol, ben Elam came in, and he served instead of the Kohen Gadol. And when it came out, ben Elam said to the king, when he left the Makam HaMikdash, when he left the Makam HaMikdash, he said that he had to leave. He said to Malcolm HaMikdash, we told the king that the requirement that which should be done, Adoni HaMelech, par ba'ayil shalyom, mishalik, they're mine. I put them for mine. Who asked them? Does it come from me? Does it come from the Kohen Gadol? Who pays for it? He asked the king. Who's the one that has to pay for it? The one that's put before the Yom Kippur. So he said, who should pay for them now? So Yad HaMelech Mashalolah. The king understood what he was asking. In other words, he wanted that the king should make him appoint him as the king. If I'm paying for it, the king should appoint me as the Kohen Gadol. I don't want to be just a replacement. I want to be able to be the Kohen Gadol. Appoint me as the Kohen Gadol. So Amaleh king said to him, to Ben Elam, Ben Elam, Leidayach, Sheshemashah Shachas of Nemisham Ayolam. Not enough that you're going, you're able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who created the world. Ben Elam, Shehusam Mikim Nagola. The king's reply, he understood that he was no longer going to be in the Kohen Gadol. That you say, listen, you should be happy that you stepping in now, that you have this, you stepped into replacement because the Kohen Gadol became a Balkari, but you're not going to be in the office. I'm not going to appoint you that. So he understood that this would not be his job that would do that. So we see from here that the incumbent Kohen Gadol, they couldn't serve, and the substitute comes in. It's the real Kohen Gadol is the one who has to pay for it because it's his job. He just knocked out temporarily, but it's really his responsibility. He's the one that pays. From the Raya from here, at the, when he asked the king, he wanted to be appointed, the king would not appoint him. So we just see clearly that that was the answer, that is the one who's responsible to pay. The king can go ahead and make a Kohen Gadol and appoint a Kohen Gadol, and therefore the king didn't make him, therefore it would be his. That's the right thing I was bringing from here, that he's from here, Kohen Gadol, he's not going to be able to, because he's go back to Zavoda, he's not going to be able to stay there. And therefore, the right would be there is that the incumbent Kohen Gadol is the one that is the, is the one that has to pay for it. That answers the Gemara Shaila. There's another Shaila with a Kohen Gadol that became disqualified. There's another Brisa. So the Gemara says that when I speak with an Arabian king, Arabian Kippur before nightfall, Nitvah Sipora, Sharuk, a drop of saliva sprayed from the king's mouth onto his begadim, Timas, and became Tame. Became Tame. Now he can't perform the Avodah. He was a Zav, and the saliva of a Zav is Tame. And Mele, we make a direction to all Avod Yavod Zara are considered like Din of Zav, and Mela, therefore, he became a carried the Tumah, and therefore he cannot go ahead and do the Avoda. The Imachashecha, says the Karban Eidah to explain, Sidhorish Aroik, he went out to Tipum and Aroik Shalom Melech fell on his begadim, Aroik Akum, Matamek Rokash Azav, and the Roik of an Akum, Kazal Matame, like the Tumah of Azav, which means he becomes Pasal, and he can't do the Avoda, and he couldn't do the Avoda. Nikos, and so what happened? Nikos could like Akubin Shemir Galtov. His brother Yehuda came in and did the avoda. You see, Iman Shneimer Nagon Gal Miyamechad. So his mother Kimka saw two of his sons serve Gal Miyamechad the same day because one was the incumbent and one was the replacement. So he became Asif, and he came Asif. He couldn't do it till the next day, till he became Torah again. But he was Asif for now, at least the Imkashecha. The other thing I should talk about now, Kimka has seven sons. All seven sons were zochot to be served as Kohen Gadol all the years. Each of them, at one point, was a Kohen Gadol, either the raised substitute or a regular. Each of them, all of them were great. When one died, the other one replaced. Come and said to him, what scrutiny you have that you have such all your sons, all your seven sons became Kohen Gadol. Unless you said, you have a light. In Moroka, Spacey, Cyrus, Raishi, Imrisku, Kemi, Yamai. May evil befall me if all my days, the beams of my house saw my hair, my head, or the seams of my tunic, which means that when she was, that whenever it was possible to keep her hair covered, even in a married home, she always kept it covered, and she never kept it uncovered, and even when she was home, she kept it covered, even though machuyev, not machuyev too, but she kept it covered. And the same thing when she did her clothes, when she would get dressed, that she would allow to keep her, she didn't, you know, take off her clothes, she would only take one side off at a time, so that she would never be exposed to be completely unclothed. And for that skus, the Gemara says, she was zochet to have all these seven sons to be Kohanim Gadol. Sakta the Gemara, as the Gemara says, they said about Kimchas, called Kimchaya Kemach, all flowers flower, the Kimchas Silas, but the flower of Kimchas is fine flower, even though many, many women are tznu in Klai Yisrael, all women are basculamina, but she was unusually special, and her tznius was above par, was tznimishos din, that's why she had this course. Ukraine, Aladdin, Nikpai, the Pasik, Kovalabas, Melkinima, Mishpatsav, Levusha, Pasik in Tehillim, it says that the woman she conceals herself, and she liked the Kohen Gadol, that wears a pagodim, goes in to Tumah Cheshod, heard the way a woman dresses so clearly, so with such kavod, she would be this. It's a play on the words on her name that she would be a Zoka. Says the commander, well, the Pnuma, Isha Tsnua, Ruhi, let's say, Mimena Kongadla, a woman who's Snua, she's Zoka to be able to have Kongadla wears the begadim, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, that sits in the Ephod, the Mishpatzo Zav, to wear on her children, is a dash in the Pasik, that this was really what she got, was her descendants that she got because of that skus. So Mela, she was Zoka to this incredible reward because of its tznius. I think Mark goes back to the Sigya. We have a incumbent Kohen Gadol, and we have the person who's each one of them is an Ephod, tons of an Ephod. Mara said to Mashma that the person Kohen Gadol, who's the Maruba Begadim, he's the one that has to bring he brings the Aser Seifa, not the Kohen that's Meshuach with the oil. So the Gemara says, what about the one Meshuach Melchama? What about that one? What about that Kohen? The Gemara wants to know, what's the look with that Kohen? Gemara says, you think maybe that the one who's appointed for oil with the battle has to bring gave up from his own offering. Let me burn up Takta for his sons. It should burn over Takta for his sons who serves in his place. Maybe he has to bring an Eifa. His son does not take his place. It does not after he's removed from his position, his sons do not take his place. So Mela, therefore, he does not give a Kohen Gadol has to give me from himself the Asir Seifa. But this one does, his sons don't take his place. So Mela, that is not it does not, it's not, he doesn't provide the, what he called. How did Taka know that Mishra Kabba does, his son doesn't take his place? His son, Yatsa Mishra Makama, she ain't no bailer moy, the Sharis Bakosh, she doesn't go into the tent to go to Sharis Bakosh, Amen or Taktav, doesn't go. It's a drush in the Pasik, that Kohen Gadol was the Begadim, that he's the one who, his son gets in his place, but not the one who's Mishra Makama, is excluded from that. He does not, his sons don't take over his place. If sons don't take over his place, then excluded as well. It does not, it doesn't serve in the Yom Kippur, and therefore he does not have to bring this, the Ephod does not apply to second pasuk that we talk about. Since he doesn't, it doesn't show up, Muhammad does not His son doesn't inherit him. He doesn't do the avoda in the kippur. Maybe there's no din of a serious eifod. The avedis that he has to play, they have to pay. It's not from him. Even though he's royu, he doesn't get it. It's not. Says the Kohen Gadol, even though his son could be the one royu for him, a Kohen Gadol, his son's royu, becomes Kohen Gadol afterwards. But even over here, Moshe Mekame, even if he's royu for it, he does not. His son does not take his place based upon Xeris Akasiv, and therefore he is not responsible for the Asiris Eifot like the Kohen Gadol himself would be responsible. That's the message. Now the Moshe, we talked about it, does not disturb in the Mikdash. We think what the halacha is. So then you think maybe he's never going to be a phone Kohen Gadol. He's never going to be a Kohen Gadol. The restrictions after he finishes his job, he's no longer has any restrictions of a Kohen, because he's not going to ever be, he's not going to have to be a Kohen Gadol. He's never going to become a Gadol. Then what does he have to go ahead and be prepared to be all the halakhas of the that he has to be shown himself should continue afterwards as well? I mean, actually, everyone's a Kohen Gadol. But we know that a Kohen Gadol can be a point of a Kohen Gadol. Because was appointed later. So you see, Pinchas ben Azar was the one who was a Meshurach Mechama. The Torah says he was appointed like a Kohen Gadol. So you see, you can get it. It's not automatically coming to you, but you can get it. Pinchas ben Azar, you see, did become. So Mimela, you see that you can become a Kohen Gadol afterwards. And if you would have to be prepared to be able to be Torah in the sense that you could become Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara said, if the Rashi Nimo, so Hashem was with him. What does it mean Hashem was with Pinchas ben Elazar? When Yossi wished to criticize his son, to criticize his son, the Gemara says, he said to his son, Yossi, ever let me, would say to him, Lefnimimo, it's written in former times, Hashem was with him. Lefnimimo, means Hashem was with him in former times, but before, Lefnim, before, at one time he was with him, but he's not with him now. He's wrong. In the days of Zimri, when Pinchas protested against the Arias of Zimri, Hashem was with him. But in the days of Pinchas ben Giva, when Pinchas didn't protest against the Giva, against Shevet Binyamin, Hashem was angry at him. Hashem didn't forgive him. Hashem didn't act. Hashem was not with him. He said to his son as well, when you continue in your young years, you'll be fine. But if you're not going to continue, you'll be like, just like over Lefneimo, just like over there, that Pinchas did not achieve the same thing what he had in his youth than he achieved later. He went down on Madregas. He didn't. Hashem wasn't with him later, so you too also will not be. Says the Kohen to explain. He told the son of Yitro, he also the Katril Yimah. He wanted him to learn more. Basmada, he used to learn much more in his Yalduso, and he felt he wasn't learning Basmada now. So he criticized him in such a way. You see, when the Zimri Pinchas was there, was incredible. But when it came to Pilagish, he didn't mock, and therefore he was reduced. Therefore, he lost his kashivas. The Fnim was before him. So therefore, now also he tells him that you yourself, I want you to be like before, and not like you are now. And Mamela, you'll lose your connection. Zok the Gemara, then we have to know the halach. Where do we see Taka that Meshulach Machama is consulted to go to the Urim Tumim when he's wearing the Eight Begadim to see what we should do with battle? He goes to war. He has to wear the Eight Begadim with Kohen Gadol to go to the Urim Tumim. So just like Kohen Gadol wears in the Kfnai Lefnim, he has to also wear it in the Meshulach Machama when he goes to ask the Urim Tumim. He would have to go. He'd have to wear it. Where do we know it from? What do you mean? The greatest of the one after women. The one who comes after, which means the Makalak Mashul Machama, is the level after the Kohen Gadol. So it's what says to you, it doesn't mean Akrav after he dies. It means after the one who's second in command, after Kohen Gadol, he's Akrav. He has to wear it also when he goes to the avodah. And who kashuv Kohen Gadol, says the Kohen Gadol, and Moshe Mekame, Avu Yubash, may also wear because he's over. He's the next step one. He's the Akarov. He's the one that's the next step. Meruah means actually Avodah Shmon, but where do we know Taka that he has to go ahead and he has to go and Avodah when he does his avodah? Where do we know that from? Same thing has to be to the highest rank in Kohen after the Kohen Gadol, the same drasha. And since the Kohen Moshe Mekame is the second rank in the Gedola, he's the next ranking member. So therefore, he's the one who has to wear the begadim. So we have two different statements. One says Moshe Mekame and Luma Tumim has to be. The other one says when he does the avodah, has to be. Then which one is it? I was together with Rabbi Yochanan this year. Rabbi Yochanan did not say Moshe Mekame has to serve in the mikdash wearing a begadim. already said, when he goes to the Rumah Tumah, he has to go. You have two different years of Rav Yochanan said, whether he has to go where while doing Yavoda, or only when he goes to Rumah Tumah. Which one? I heard Rav Yochanan say it only by Rumah Tumah. He never said it by there. I mean, it means you don't have to say it there. So how do you know? Where did you get Rav Yochanan said that you have to wear it even doing the Avoda? But Kamun is Oved. How many of you does he wear? If he does not do Rumah Tumah. So then how many begadim does the Kohen Meshumah come have to wear? A Kohen when he serves, does he wear four? Does he wear like the Kohen Gadol eight? What does he wear? So the Gemara says, I see you wear my government, not in a brisa. Chomayim Chom say, Einu kasher lo b'shemen shel Kohen Gadol. It's not kosher. He's disqualified. Neither with the eight, nor with Yarbukon, neither with the four. He can't do it all. He can't serve any of them. He can't do any of them. Neither with four nor with eight. So the Gemara says they can't wear eight because they'll think he's the Kohen Gadol. They can't wear four because Lamaise is not a regular Kohen either. So you can't do both. So Gemara says, what's Pshat? Then what can you do? Can't wear four, you can't wear eight, what should you do? So Rabbi Ben Azri Abba Rabbi, really eight Mindadaraisa, he has to wear four, only four, like a regular Kohen. That's what he should wear. He's not a Kohen Gadol. So why does he do that? They'll think he's the Kohen Gadol. And he's doing four, sometimes four, sometimes eight. Since they see him, they think he's the Kohen Gadol. He's doing an avoda that the regular Kohen doesn't do. So if he only wears four, people make a mistake and think and say, a Kohen Gadol can do sometimes four, sometimes eight. Whatever he wants to, it's optional. It's not eight. They'll think it's not a requirement. They'll think he's a Kohen Gadol. He's only wearing four now. That's wrong. So therefore, you can't wear four because you may make a mistake. Inside the mikdash, he can't wear four. But the mikdash, he can't wear outside. He can't wear eight. So Toyim and Levakos will think maybe he's wearing inside outside. In other words, they think maybe that what he's wearing in the inside is what happens outside. If he's wearing inside four, outside four, they'll think, oh, it's only four. That means inside is only doing four also. They don't know that he's wearing eight inside. So in Mela, therefore, to make a mistake and think that you don't need these, because God doesn't need eight. He needs four. So you can't do that. So you can't wear four. You can't wear eight. You can't wear four. You think it's enough. You can't wear eight because I think he's a Kohen Gadol. So you can't do that. So you can't do any of them. So then what do you do? Did Rabbi Tafin, who was the father of all Kaisrael, Chachma, he was the Chachma. Didn't he make a mistake? He made a mistake between blowing the shofar at Hakil, which was outside the Azara, and the shofar that's blowing for Kabanos, which was inside the Azara. In other words, in 7 years of Tzukas, you blow the shofar to different places you blow the shofar, inside and outside. And he made a mistake. Why? We don't do the brayis, and they go, I mean, you can do a kofi, they blow the kotzras. To me, malo bali mumim. Who blows it? The kohanim blow the ones that are mum, but they don't blow not the ones that are bali mumim. I'll cut off my children. I swear. You know, he was very completely wrong, Yipsak. If you were wrong, such a thing, I cut off my children. I see my mother's brother. He gave a raglev, who was lame in one of his legs. I stood in Azara. And he took a katzot and he blew the shofar. So you see a Kohen that's a bum mum can blow the shofar for the korbanos, blow the katzot. So why do you say you can't do it? Why do you say a bum mum you can't? You're wrong. I'm a Larry Kiva, Shon Larisa, Larry Sankal. Maybe you only saw it by Kahakil. You didn't see it in the beginning. Maybe by Hakil, that you saw, that's not the real Avoda. But I tell you, but Shaz a carbon, Shon the carbon. No, then Shaz a carbon, you can't do it. You have to be only without a Baal Mum. So maybe you saw wrong. You didn't, yes, you saw, but you saw not by the carbonos, you saw by the Hakil. That's acceptable. So the Gemara says, I'll get on my wrong, to my carbon. I'll tell you, I didn't make a mistake, right or left. And Shemir says, I made him exactly. And you go ahead and you saw the Maisa. You come, you think about it, you come to come with the Pesach. He said, I forgot the details. And you yourself come just by darshaning it. Whoever could depart, he was like parting from his life, which means he was incredibly, he said, you such a call. I was there, Shaz Maisa, and I made a mistake. I misread. I didn't remember exactly. I'm Paskin Ruim. You weren't even there. But with your Chachma, you were able to come up with the right halacha to know that we don't do four, no, do eight. Because then there's a difference between Hakim. And between the Azor and blowing inside the Kabanos and blowing Hakel outside, the Nafkamina. And that's what Chacham said, a Kohen Mishum HaKama doesn't serve at all because it's confusing inside and outside. Four and eight will be confusing. We don't want you to serve. Therefore, he doesn't do the Avoda at all for that reason. It shouldn't come to a mistake with the Kohen Gadol. But the blowing of the shofar, was you're right. It was Nafkamina inside and out. Depends for Kabanos and for Hakel for two different reasons. That's the explanation. It's from Avi Yochanan, it's not a Kasher from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, what do I get? Kohen Gadol was anointed to serve in their place. Matama, what does it mean? He served. What's stating Pasuk telling you in the state of his father? What's the difference? A Kohen Gadol gets a job. He gets a job. What is the Pasuk saying? What's he adding that we didn't know before? Aaron stood as he died. His children took over. What is the Torah adding? Hashigim Shachoso. The entire Pasuk was got to be Aaron. I don't know. Maybe Aaron himself only has that avoda. How do you know another Kohen has all the responsibilities of doing what the Kohen Gadol does? Yeah, Begadim and all the things that Yeshua and all those things to do the avoda. Maybe they don't have to. Only Aaron himself was given that commandment. Tamalai Yevagal Torah said, no, Yim Shalom, he's anointed. And then Mashiach Mechamad Rabbah. So you mean those who are anointed have the same avoda. Alien Mashiach Mechamad Rabbah. I don't know Mashiach Meshama. But I'm going to go, how do I know Kohen, that's Merubah and Begadim. How do I know that he himself also has the same responsibility? So the Gemara says, Tamalai Mashiach Yimal Yashiyad. Torah said, you know, get his hand. They get included in it as well. I understand the God of Kohen. What do I know about appointed Kohen Gadol? Maybe I'm sure. How do I know appointed? The Kohen shouldn't affect the Kapara. The one who's appointed can do an Akapara, and that's included in him. If that's so, that Kohen Gadol, that was the substitute Kohen Gadol, could do the Avoda. Even though he was never really Nisname, just substituted is good enough. How do you know? Then how is he inaugurated? If you don't do a whole inauguration, because you have to step in at the last minute, the Mamam Asmana says the Kohen Gadol, said the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Shem is Tikkun Takhta, Mashem Asmana. What do you do to make him step in? When it's Erev Yom Kippur, what do? You make a declaration. You prepare. You don't do a whole process. You just say, go and do the avoda. Says the Pnei Moshe. You say to him, go, prepare. You don't have to have any other preparation. And it's a rechinach achar. You tell him, go and do the avoda, and that's enough of a preparation. We said, we inaugurate the elders, the zakenim, smicha by mouth. That's good enough to make the smicha. So too, we don't have to do anything more. How do you give smicha on someone? You give smicha by peh, by anointing him, by appointing him, saying you're a sumach, you're a rock, you're a rav. And therefore, the same thing, you do that, the Kohen Gadol also, appointed that way. So this is now, Kohen Gadol had to step in the last minute. You don't have to have a whole process of inauguration. You can just prepare, appoint him, and it's sufficient for that. Efficient enough. So Mary says, "Skenim also prepare. You don't have to have anything. You don't and so the smoke of the ragam. By Yeshua, he put his hands on his head and on his head to appoint him. But you don't have to have by Zakenim. You don't have to do that. You don't have to put your hands on it. Just the pair is enough to do that. You don't have to have the smichas ayadayim. Is not sufficient. Come on, say we are raya." Bring a raya of brisa. He's on the Amrakei. The Mishnah says so. It's a Mishnah Maseches Idias. Chazor Amakavu Dvarim Sheisom. The Chum said to Rabbi Kimin Halil, "We take away your position on four things that you said. Nasal beBezdin. We'll make a point to Zav Bezdin. They disagree with the four things that he said. Take away your thing, and if you do that, we'll right away." And we'll point you back as the Abezdin, and we'll just say it by good enough, making you about Abezdin, it'll be good enough. I don't have to go through the whole process. I don't have to go and give you new smicha. But if you go back and you they want them to go back on four psukim that he gave, which they didn't agree with. If you recount on those four psukim, then we will go ahead and make you just prepare. We'll appoint you as the Abezdin again, and that would be enough. You see, you don't need smicha cheres, you don't have to have another smicha. That'd be good enough. The same thing over here. It would be good enough to say that he would have a process that would allow him to be able to do it, and it would be enough for him to be able to go and to be appointed. So through a pair also, you don't need a whole appointment. All you need to have is a bepeh is good enough. Mishnah continues. That the way had Obama, the time of the Midbar, and at Shiloh, they had Obama, they would use that. They had Obama Gedola, they had Obama Katana, but Obama Yachid, but after that, they had the Mishkan set up, then everything else was usher, they couldn't bring any Kabanas here. But he wants to know, what's the difference between the two different Bamas that they had, the Obama Gedola, the Obama Katana? What was the difference between them that they had the Gabi, the din of the Kabanos? What was the difference between that? Where it says, "Ain bein bama gadola bama katana." It's not between the bama gadola, bama katana. The time of bamas were allowed to be done. El psakim, except the karm psakim, which can only be brought on in a bama gadola. Say aklal. Anything you give a neder or a dava that's brought on a dava katana, on a bama katana. But neither was not come neder or neder, but it's a chiyuv like a carbon pesach, an obligatory carbon that has to be brought on a bama gadola, says the carbon eder. But Shas had to bama's mayu. When Tom and you're allowed to have bring bama's, there was a bama gadola, but made tzibur, shayz mano, but give on a bama katana that everybody had their own. You can make your own small bama, your own small bonfire, your own small place where you could bring up. What was done? When it was a personal carbon, but a chova, it does a set time, a Pesach, and things like that, that Karban Tzibur, all these other Karbanos, and I'll explain which ones, that had to be done only on a Bama Gedolah. So the Gemara, halachas of Bama, we want to know, when did they do this? Yochanan spent 3.5 years, during which he did not go down to the base medrash. Mitzayri was so upset that he had his Charusa died, his Lakish died, his Charusa that died, it was his, and he was died suddenly, he died young, and Yochanan was so distraught that he lost his Charusa that he didn't even go to the base medrash for so long because he couldn't be there without his Charusa or his Lakish. And then Shikma said, he lost his day, he was sick from it. Got physically sick, mentally sick from it, from the loss of his Chavrusa. Most of at the end, saw in his dream, he saw that Rav Yochanan tomorrow, that Yochanan is going to come down to the, Rav saw that Yochanan is coming to the base medrash. Tomorrow he's coming. After not being there for so long, he was like Sinai. He was coming down to go ahead and teach halachos. He was finally coming. Moshe came down. So he started coming down. So again, spending, he's going to teach you a new chidush. Shalom. He said in front of the oilam, where is this truth coming from? Where is this truth? Where's the pasuk for this? Where's the pasuk? The soros, the avodah is done, and the firstborn is done. Was done even before the mikdash, base, even before the mishkan was done. But how did it come off from it? Could this pasuk? Read the pasuk. The pasuk says, I had firstborn, Kushbuk was consecrated the firstborn to bring up by Makas Bacharos. And what was the purpose of Ksiv? Hashem killed the firstborn, because they were all considered like Avodah Zarah, and Kushbuk killed them, because they were like the Bacharos, like gods. So Mela, if they were God, comes from Avodah Zarah. So Mela, the whole point was to go to recognize the Kushbuk's presence. So therefore, you have to go, they brought to do it even in the beginning, to do it right away. So what did they do before that? Before Makas Bacharos? What did they do? What did the Bacharos do? What did they do the Avodah Bechor when it was before Makas Becharos? So the Gemara says, even there was still a Malach. I think it was with Rivka took the Begadim of Avodah's son, the garments in the house. What's Chamudos? What's the precious garments? What does it mean, precious garments? So the Gemara says, Shem Mishamit Beguna. He went and he was Mishamit Kedula. Here we go. What did they do? He served in a position. He was the oldest son, firstborn, and he did the Kuna. He was the one who was, he took care of the service. He took care of the, whatever had to be done. That was his job. So the Begadim, what did the Begadim of the, of whatever services were done, Avodah was done, it came for him and doing his begad. That's why he wore those begadim. So Gemara says, you see that it was done already before the begadim of the Kohen. Hashem has broken the staff of the wicked, because they were the first ones to offer the golden calf. First one to offer the eagles of was the Bechairas. When Hashem started with them. He took retribution with them first. The Bechairas. They're the ones that were Shayim. They're the ones that had to be destroyed. The ones that have to be destroyed. So you see that therefore it was done in such a fashion because these are the Bechairos that had to be punished. And that's what the purpose of Makas Bechairos was. That they should go and retain some of the vengeance on all the terrible things that they did. So the Gemara said, "Call Makar." Moshe Edmund came. All the types of Bamas were born on the Kabbalah. All kinds of Kabbalahs were born on the Brahma. May Mechaya, all the Kedolah Ketanim, Scharon Kosimim, Avalo Balimuma. Balimuma were not brought up, but all the other types of animals were brought up. Momentary, they were not Avalo Tameim, but not if they were unclean. Akol Karav, all everything was brought up for Nola, and Zuna Hefshim. Nothing was done. You didn't require a Hefshim for Nuach, but the Gara must manage less of a can. The Jew doesn't do it anymore, but Goyim are allowed to do it. Goyim can still do it. They can still, it's a halakha, if you're not allowed to accept the Atar Mizbeach, which is a halakha that came up, and therefore Bamas became Aser, at that point, that was only for Klai Yisrael, not for the Umus HaOlam. The Umus HaOlam still used to collect money from the, and therefore they were not incorporated into the Avodah, and therefore the Bama itself was not something that we had that required any distinction, any remembrance, because Lamaise, everything was permitted to go, and there was no way to know it to the first one, not the second one. You didn't have to do anything to be required to have the second one different than the first. More requirements was not done, and therefore we do not have to worry about being tame. And it could be that this be put up on the Bama is the way the process was at the time. The Mishnah is going to continue discussing other things, when it's brought up and when was it brought up. Continue from here.